Hi friends, this is Dr. Ralph Wilson with the Jesus Walk Bible Study Series. We're studying 28 Advent Scriptures, and this is Day 17, The Shepherds Visit the Christ Child, Luke 2, 15 to 20. And welcome to Tuesday of the third week of Advent. Let's pray. Father, it's a joy for us to be able to look afresh at these Christmas stories that we know so well, and look again at what's really there. Open up our hearts, open up our eyes to see today. In Jesus' name, amen. On day 16, we looked at the angels and their message. Now we turn to the recipients of the message, the shepherds. Before the angels came, the shepherds were resting quietly under the starry sky. Verse 8, and there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. Tending flocks and growing crops formed the basis of the Palestinian economy. Sheep raised on the hillsides around Bethlehem may well have been destined for temple sacrifices in Jerusalem, only 6 miles to the north. Some of Israel's greatest heroes were shepherds: Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and David. Psalm 23 compares God's care to that of a good shepherd. But in the first century, it seems, shepherds, specifically hireling shepherds, don't command much respect. These shepherds, however, seem like devout men, though they are from a despised class. They live most of the year outside, away from the townspeople. They are constantly with their sheep, since the sheep are vulnerable to all kinds of trouble. The shepherds make sure that the sheep are safe from wandering off and injuring themselves, as well as from dangers from thieves and wolves. The angels appear to the shepherds and give them good news. Now the shepherds have a choice. Verses 15 to 17. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. They hurry to Bethlehem. Where do you find a manger? In a stable, of course. Perhaps they split up to survey the whole town and quickly check out the stables in this village until they find one with a baby sleeping in it. Then perhaps one whistles to signal to the rest that the manger and the baby have been found. They gather and meet the Holy Family. Though we're not told this, I'm sure they kneel before the child in worship. And then they share with Mary and Joseph their story of the angelic visitation. Mary looks at Joseph and nods. It was as the angel told them some months before. Verse 18. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherd said to them. The angel's announcement of a Savior, Christ the Lord, is spoken throughout the area, resulting in amazement in the hearers. The word is out. The Messiah is born. Verse 19. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. If you were Mary, you have much to think about. Consider what she has to make sense of. One, the announcement of the birth by Gabriel. Two, Joseph's dream of an angel. Three, Zechariah's vision in the temple that she heard about from Elizabeth. Four, Elizabeth's prophecy. Five, Mary's own prophetic praise in the Magnificat. Six, Zechariah's prophecy when John the Baptist was born, which she may have been present to hear. Seven, the shepherd's story of the angelic glory and tidings of good news. A lot for a teenage girl to integrate into her own understanding and circumstances. Verse 20. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. The final scene in this passage is the shepherds climbing back up the hill to where their flocks lie. The angel had told them what to expect, and that's just the way they found it. We leave them, glorifying and praising God. God brings good news to the poor and humble. The shepherds, sometimes despised by their countrymen, are the first recipients of the good news of Jesus' birth. Since God is no respecter of persons, we aren't to show favoritism either. Appropriate responses to this good news include great joy, praise, curiosity to confirm its truth, amazement, telling others, and thoughtful meditation. Nowhere do we see unbelief. Discussion question 17, based on Luke 2:15-20. According to verses 17, 18, and 20, what was the shepherd's response to finding Christ? What was Mary's reaction? Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for the faith and curiosity of the shepherds who confirmed the presence of the Holy Child in a manger on Christmas night. Give us faith and boldness to seek him out too. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.